Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Oh, no.
What's wrong?
Oh, why do they make it so easy to make this mistake?
Oh, what's the problem here?
Did you ever send an email and then you select the wrong person?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, you get a couple letters in and you send it off. Yeah.
All right. Oh, my gosh.
Who did you fire this off?
This is so embarrassing.
You did this again a few weeks ago, too, and you never do this. You got so worked up about it. I only remember because you got so worked up about it. What happened?
So every weekend on Sunday nights, we write journals. These are things that happen to us during the weekend. And
oh,
we,
no.
And it comes up with, like, we basically write about the good things that happened, the bad things that happened, all that kind of stuff.
I want you to understand that this is not really so much a recap as it is an inner monologue, all right? So sometimes you can say things that, you know, this is a small group of people that this gets shared with. So those things are trusted in that group, in that circle. But that doesn't pertain to other people. Tell me who you sent this to.
Hayden's guidance counselor.
Oh, my God. Are you serious? The new one?
Yes.
Oh, no. No. No.
No.
No.
No,
you did not do this. Are you? You're not. You're making that up, right?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
Pull it up. So Raven is on the thing. Pull up the email.
I read yours early this morning.
So it's me, Raven, our producers, and two of our bosses that get this privileged journal every single weekend. And John, one of our producers, his name is John, and I sent it to John, the guidance counselor.
Darn him for being John.
How many Johns are there?
Oh, my gosh. I'm just recapping. Okay, yeah. You sound a little bit like a crazy person.
I sound insane. Yeah. What do I do?
Yeah.
Do I email them and like say?
I think you need to call them or go there directly as soon as you leave here.
No, I have to like pretend like I sent it. Like I have to pretend like this never happened.
You have to make jokes.
You have to win
them over. I mean, they probably know what you do. You have to win them over with jokes right now. But if they're one of them stiff upper lip types.
Oh, my God. Did I swear in it?
You know. Yeah. This is going into a file. You know that, right?
No.
No, seriously, it is.
This is humiliating.
Seriously, it is. Because if you show up there and you start being the crazy mom on anything else, they're going to pull that out. It's like court.
Oh, my God. I can't believe this is happening.
I mean, the good news is you didn't say anything about Hayden and talking to you about, you know, her teachers or anything like that.
Read the first line, Raven.
That's okay.
What do I do? I have to like send an email and be like, I'm so sorry.
No, I think you need to show up with a fruit basket.
I'm not going to show up. That makes it weirder. That makes it weirder.
Maybe you should flirt with him.
No, that is definitely, definitely not the right answer. I actually think it's controversial that they're doing it. Johnson & Johnson has changed their logo. It's the first time they've changed their logo in 130 years. Now, why? That iconic script, Johnson & Johnson, because nobody writes cursive anymore and people don't know how to read it.
Wow.
That's the reason. Raven, producer John, producer Sean, it's interesting because, you know, growing up, you learned how to write cursive.
Sure.
And that seems to be being a smaller and smaller class, and some schools have gotten rid of it altogether.
I mean, I think most have gotten rid of it altogether from regular curriculum. Mine was, I think I started learning in second or third grade.
Yeah. Second grade for me, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, it was like a thing.
Okay, so yeah, so the thing is that true? Do you think that cursive is over? Because people are very divided about this because some people feel like we should not get rid of it. They've been writing cursive for over 300 years and they feel like, well, why should we get rid of it? I feel like we type so much, I don't know. Mm. But when I hand write things, like Raven, it's a hybrid. But if I'm writing fast, like I write cursive. I still write cursive. It's just faster.
Some days I'll write cursive and I can be writing it at any speed and it looks absolutely gorgeous. And other days I write something and then I go back and I look at it days later and I'm like, I don't even know what I wrote here. Like some of it is, you know, it gets a little bit, it depends, I guess.
All right. So we're going to have a second grade circa 1987 test right now. Pop quiz. In front of you, you each have a piece of paper and a Sharpie. Can everybody please write a capital J. Capital J, like Johnson & Johnson.
Wow, it's been a while. Huh?
And ironically, I feel like the only reason why I know how to write a capital J so well... Sean, did you just copy off of John?
No, I looked at it, though.
Do you want to see it?
Did you just copy him?
I didn't even write anything yet.
Wow.
Not, I technically didn't copy
him. There's no way.
You looked at him?
It's a pop quiz.
You know what? I'm going to go ahead and say it. I never learned cursive.
Why?
Because
really?
I went to a poor school. They were just concerned about shoving us out of the class. They didn't even teach us cursive.
Oh, man.
That's not a real thing.
I mean, this
no,
feels
that's
dangerous.
A real thing.
This conversation feels dangerous now.
So here's my cursive J.
Who announces they went to a
it's
poor
a J.
school?
That's a regular J.
That's not a that's a printed J.
John, let me see your cursive J.
Okay.
That's an L.
No, it's not.
It does look like an L.
That's a
no.
capital L.
Yeah,
you ready?
It's not
yes.
the line.
Yeah. That is a perfect capital J.
Thank you. Thank you. Can't beat Raven.
You want to know why? Well, I know why. Because your name is Jay Raven, so
yeah, but
it's the J.
But you notice that I don't sign it that way.
No,
my
I
name
know.
Is Jonathan. Come on. What are you doing? That's
well,
a J.
I wouldn't brag about
no,
that.
Now it's Lonathan.
Yeah.
All right? If you write it that way, it's going to be Lonathan.
All right, next. Capital E. Capital E. Capital E.
Capital E. Wow. I mean, I'm trying to remember a capital E.
All right. Show the cameras your capital E, and let's see. And we'll be
it's
posting this
like,
on our Instagram at Anna and Raven.
Kind of like this.
All right.
Like,
Sean right? is terrible.
Yeah, it's terrible. It's messy.
Raven just
one,
looks like a snake.
It's like a
snake.
Reverse three. Hey, it looks just like John's. Lonathan's.
John. Lonathan looks a little bit better.
Yeah.
All right. One
it's
more.
It's a little bit cleaner.
One
yours
more.
Is a little bit cleaner.
Oh, thanks.
Lowercase Q.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, you crossed one out.
Yeah, I did. I did. No, the top one was just objectively
all
bad.
Right. You guys both, your lowercase Qs look not terrible.
Okay, thank you.
All right. So now, final vote. Do you think we should get rid of cursive altogether? Raven, yes or no?
It makes me sad. And I think that there's going to come a time in humanity that we're going to be regretful that we let go of so many things. That's what I would say. So I'd say it's regretful.
No, it's lame. Goodbye.
And Sean, you have absolutely...
Right, why would you ask me?
I know. He's just sad.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 What's driving you nuts? Like right now, like whenever you see somebody do something or say something, you kind of like roll your eyes to yourself. And you're like, oh gosh, this person. It's your chance to get it off your chest. 1-800-330-9999. You just fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. Cassie.
If you volunteered to be PTA president because you're a control freak, that's all I need to know about you.
But aren't most PTA presidents control freaks?
I was going to say, what's the percentage on that? Got to be 85, 90, right?
And maybe not in a bad way. As a control freak, I can say that I understand. Like sometimes if you're being selected to be in charge, be in charge.
Well, be in charge, right?
Right.
Because if not, and nothing will get done, that's for sure. And if you're going to get things done and be decisive, half the people are going to hate on you.
Mm-hmm.
But if nobody else wants the job, I mean, you end up with not necessarily the top tier. A little competition is always good.
Michael, that's all I need to know about you.
If you're a grown man and you're already planning your Halloween costume, that's all I need to know about you.
Dude, I'm on the second costume already. Actually, I'm on the third.
What?
Oh, I got to order. Oh, yeah.
You didn't order our costume yet?
No, nope,
but
I'm
you
on
did.
The third.
Who's the third? I know you and your wife have a big one that
yeah,
you do
well,
a party
Yeah, well, the first one's
year.
Not happening now. We had to switch.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, the quality wasn't right of Wait, what we needed for the wardrobe.
Can you tell us what you were going to be since you're not doing it?
I don't have her permission. You know I'll get myself in trouble.
Okay.
You have to ask her yourself.
But you have three costumes?
Yeah, well, I mean, there's the one that me and you are going to wear.
Right.
There's the one that me and my wife are going to wear, except we already went through the first one. Now we're going to be on the second one.
I mean, okay.
Yeah.
Michael, you might be right. Yep. That's all I need to know about you.
Hey, Cirilla, what's going on?
This is what drives me nuts.
Mm.
If you're using a family bathroom with your child and there's somebody pounding on that door, a single person, or if you go to try to get into a family bathroom and you're waiting and one of the employees walks out of it.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's like it says family bathroom for a reason.
Yeah. No, you're right. But to be fair, those family bathrooms, they're like suites. They're beautiful.
It's true. There's so many times I've gone to like rest stops and there's a family bathroom and then like an employee will walk out and I'll be like, excuse you, like, how long have you been in there? Days?
Probably took a nap.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of times the changing table's the size of a cot. Very nice.
It makes me crazy.
This blows my mind, Anna. If you lose or misplace a $100 million jet for 2 days, and you're the largest military in the world. That's all I need to know about you.
Well, they needed
they
help
still
to
don't
find
know.
It. They're going to find it.
I mean, I guess they heard they found some debris or whatever, yes. But this story about this jet is absolutely insane.
Well, you know, sometimes things happen, and sometimes you lose jets.
Yeah.
I guess.
I don't know that.
I don't know.
I don't know that at all.
All right, your turn. 1-800-330-9999. Just fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. Just saying I sound like a broken record makes you feel like you sound like a broken record. It's such a cliche phrase that you've heard growing up your entire life, and you're not really sure what it means.
Well, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure what that means, actually. I haven't given any thought to that.
So, Raven, producer John, producer Sean, a broken record is something like when it skips, it replays the same thing over and over again.
Okay.
So, if you sound like a broken record, you're constantly repeating yourself over and over again.
Oh, sure. Okay.
And I think
it just seems like an old way
reference.
To put it. Right.
Yes. But it's true. It is what it is. And it's been bothering me lately because I feel like I always sound like a broken record in my house. Are there things that you are just tired of repeating over and over and over again?
I had to deal with this yesterday, as a matter of fact. So explaining the calendar to my wife in the phone. Like, she knows how the calendar in the phone works, the shared calendar thing.
Yeah.
And she checks it and looks at it, but every day when a day arrives, she seems surprised by the things that are on there. And never her thing. It's never her things that are surprising her that are on there. And she's, you know, she would definitely be bothered if I didn't understand that there were shared things on there that I had.
Yeah.
But even though I've had things in the calendar for a month and a half, and I've said, hey, this is coming up that day. Be aware of that for our schedule or whatever. She's always shocked that day. Oh, what's this doing there? I mean, it's been there for 2 months.
Right.
It's been there for 2 months. I can't believe you scheduled that today. I scheduled that 8 weeks ago.
It's too long, man. You got to do it sooner.
I mean,
the longer it's on there, the easier to forget.
The fact that I have to explain it over and over drives me nuts.
You know, I'm constantly telling my girlfriend and my stepson to close the toilet lid, like on the toilet seat.
Mm.
It drives me insane.
I'm surprised. I don't think a single person in my house has ever closed the toilet lid.
I've never been with anyone or I've never like seen this where it's a problem constantly. I don't know. I was just like, were you raised by barbarians?
I actually don't think my toilets have lids. Wait a minute. Do all toilets have lids?
Yeah.
Are
they
you
come
sure?
With them.
Wait, what?
I mean, unless you didn't put it on there. Yeah. So you get the seat and then you get the lid that goes over it.
I don't think my toilets have lids.
I would go home and I would check
that.
I would go home and check that.
I mean, you know, it's the destruction for me. Gentle buddy. Gentle pal.
Yeah.
And the problem is my son is 4 years old and he likes to dress up like a pirate every single day. That includes a sword, a very solid plastic sword that he likes to play with and other kids want to play with him with.
And pirates aren't gentle.
Yeah, no, they're not.
That's right.
No, yeah, they're not gentle beings. Gentle buddy.
Today is National Talk Like a Pirate Day.
Lately, I feel like, I shouldn't say lately, for the last 14 years since I became a mother, I feel like I'm constantly saying, we're going to be late. We're going to be late.
Of course.
We're going to be late. And I don't understand because these are things that they want to do. They want to play soccer. They want to go to dance.
Mm-hmm.
They want to do all these, they want to do theater. But for some reason, when we have to get in the car to go there, nobody wants to put on their shoes. Nobody wants to get the things they need.
Yeah.
And guess what, guys? We're going
to
be late.
Do you want me to explain the shared calendar to them?
No.
But I could do it one time for your family. I could do it one time.
What's the thing that you're just tired of explaining, tired of repeating? You sound like a broken record. You sound like a broken record. When you hear that, do you know what that means? It means that you repeat yourself over and over and over again. And Raven says, I sound 1,000 when I say that. But there's no other phrase for it.
I mean, you definitely do sound 1,000 years old. There's a lot of people that when you say that, have no idea what it is that you're saying.
Well, it means when you repeat yourself.
Oh, like, no, I heard you explain it.
But I looked online to see, like, what's an updated phrase for a broken record.
There's got
to
be, what do they call it? You know what I mean. Whatever.
Good.
Right.
Good.
One of those.
Yep.
One of those. Right.
All right. Synonym. Synonym.
Thank you.
Okay. The Guinness World Records, like the people that do that, says that the expression might be changed to you sound like a 4-minute mile. And I'd rather take a broken record over you sound like a 4-minute mile
any
day.
They're both stupid. I mean, can't they come up with something better than that?
Anyway, what do you say or what do you do that makes you feel like a 4 minute mile. What? No, like a broken record.
You're just tired of repeating it and saying it over and over and over again. I'm going to say it like that. How about that?
1-800-330-9999. Mike.
Well, so I'm a school safety officer at a public school, and I am tired of telling the kids, keep your hands to yourself.
Oh, yeah. Keep your hands to yourself. Right.
I mean, I have a lot of them, but that's one of them.
Yeah, no, they're pushing each other, they're touching each other, right? I mean, don't molest me, man. Don't touch me. Mm. Leave me alone. Not the best word,
no,
I guess. Right?
No,
right.
Yeah.
It's like being a lifeguard, and you're like, don't run, no running.
Yeah.
All day long.
Another one.
Yeah.
Stop
right.
Running, stop talking. Stop yelling.
I'm guaranteeing you're going to say stop running before noon today.
I say a lot of inside voices.
Yeah.
The kids are constantly screaming inside.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's another one. Yep.
Good luck today, man. I'm sure it's going to be a full day.
Yeah, thank you.
Have a blessed and wonderful day.
Cindy, what are you tired of saying over and over again?
Make sure you lock the door, the last one that leaves.
Yeah, that's a big one. But, I mean, most people should know that, right?
No. You got to say it over and over and over again.
Don't come home to an unlocked door.
Yeah. It seems odd to me. Like, I figure, once that's explained to you one time and you read one terrible story, you're like, yep, going to do that the rest of my life.
No. Did anybody lock the back door?
Wow.
That's where the dog goes out of. Oh, that is something that is repeated a lot in my house.
When you're home, is your back door unlocked?
Yes.
See, so if everybody's inside, my doors are locked.
Yeah.
All the time.
No, only when we leave the house, all of us, is when we lock that back door.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. James, what's that thing that you're tired of explaining to others?
I mean, listen, it's for all the football fans out there. If you're not watching Sunday NFL Red Zone, which is 8 hours of commercial-free football, like, I'm just tired of explaining this to people that are like, oh, I'm so sick of commercials. It's like, yo, they've given you an option as to how to make this the best possible viewing experience. Like, I don't know how many more times I just have to explain this to people. They don't understand the concept of everything that they are looking for has already been made for them in a channel. So, like, let's step it up, football fans.
I had this conversation this weekend, Sunday.
Really?
I was like, I don't even know how you still watch. He had one game on, and he's flipping back and forth between the two. And, like, I'm just going to sleep within, like, 5 minutes. I need my football at high speed. It's the ADHD in me, man. Give me all the games.
Exactly. I want to play, then I want to see another play. Uh-huh. I would tell my old man. He's like, oh, let me flip on over to the Pittsburgh game. I was like, you know, they do that for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
The witching hour, the best hour of sports every week. Come on, bro.
The term, you sound like a broken record, right? It's outdated. Raven made fun of me, says I sound like I'm 1,000 years old.
I mean, even though records and record players are a little bit back, I just don't think that a lot of people get it.
Right, but if you sound like a broken record, you repeat yourself over and over. I try to find what the updated term for that is.
Yeah.
And they said it's like running a 4 minute mile. No one's going to say that. It's like running a 4 minute mile.
Let me just do some counting here. Sound like a broken record. So it's like, what, five words there, mm-hmm. right? So then repeating yourself over and over is also five words. Just pointing that out.
Anyway, so we're trying to say, like, what is the thing that you are so tired of repeating or saying over and over every single day? 1-800-330-9999. Rebecca.
Okay, I work retail, and I am really sick of giving the card non-swiper, the card tapper to people, and they just try to, like, insert it and ask me where to swipe it. I'm like, no, it just says tap. And they're like, what? I'm so sick of having to explain that with every transaction.
I think a lot of people just don't understand the tap the card yet with the chip. I think that's a new concept. Remember when we had to start inserting versus swiping?
Yeah.
That was already one big step. And now now we got to do the whole next one. It's like you just tap it.
You know what the problem is, though, is that every store is a little different.
Right.
And so many of them that say they have tap don't actually even have it. Well, they don't have it because I'm a tapper.
Sometimes you have to tap in a different location.
Right. I do the whole thing. I smear it all over the screen. They're like, and then the person will look up at me with the same, I hate my life, having to say this for the 7,000th time today, tone that you are expressing right now. And she will say, no, it doesn't actually work on that one. I'll be like, you know what I mean? I mean, then why is that little icon on there? I get it. That would be tiresome.
Mila, what are you tired of repeating?
I'm tired of repeating to my husband not to eat my kids' snacks.
You know what? He's tired of hearing you say it, too. Right?
I know. But it's like, don't eat the last one, you know?
It makes me crazy. Like, the goldfish packets.
There's like eight of them in there.
They're for the snack. They're for snack in the lunchbox.
For the
if
baby.
If you take one and I am unaware, then there will be a day where I did not have enough of the packs. It makes me crazy. I understand 100% what you're going through.
I mean, the thing is, too, is a grown man is going to eat eight of those packages. We're not going in for one snack.
You want a Nutri-Grain bar? Now you want one. They come five in a pack. You know how many days are in this week for the lunchbox? There's five.
Jessica, what are you tired of repeating? You just have to say it over and over again.
I am sick of constantly telling my parents how to buy airplane tickets and save it to their phone's wallet. 1,000 times.
Yeah, the digital boarding pass, right? I mean, not even enough to download it to your phone. It's being able to open it when they're actually like, okay, you're ready to board the plane. And the person's like, they say it's right, on here, but I don't know how to get to it.
My parents are young. There is no world where they know how to use the wallet on their phone. There's no world.
Right.
Even if I tried to explain that 100 times, like, it's never
like,
actually going to happen. They're going to go and they're going to print out a boarding pass every single time.
Just tell them to go to the counter.
Right.
Right.
What is the absolute worst thing to eat in bed? Raven, producer John, producer Sean, I don't know if you saw this, but Patrick Mahomes' wife, Brittany, she did one of those Ask Me Anything lives on Instagram. Mm. And someone asked her, what's something weird that Patrick does? He eats Doritos every night in bed.
Congratulations on your new contract yesterday, by the way, Patrick Mahomes. Once again, highest paid guy in the NFL. And deservedly so.
I guess he can just buy sheets. I guess he's got so much money. He just keep buying sheets over and over.
Yeah, I mean, when you've been together that long, right, you're living that well. I mean, how are you going to tell him no? And he's in great shape. It's not like, you know, you're trying to be like, listen, you're going to have a heart attack. You know, like, I mean, he's running around every day. Let him eat whatever he wants.
Yeah, but not in bed. But you want to eat the Doritos, get out of bed. What are you doing?
I imagine that there's a room. Like, he's an endorser, I think, right? So I just imagine that there's a room that he walks into. And it's just full of Doritos.
I mean, if he's not an endorser, man. If he's not an endorser now, he's got to be soon.
No, he is.
All right. Yes. He says, door open. And a door opens from a wall, and it's just a wall of Doritos. Like, I imagine that.
Cool Ranch on one side.
I mean, anything you want.
Every flavor, even the weird ones from the other country.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Anything you want.
I was trying to think, like, what is the most terrible thing to eat in bed? Because I think Doritos is up there. Between, like, the dust being on your fingers, and then you smearing it on your pillow. Case.
Oh, that's going to be
and
terrible.
The crumbs, the falling down. I don't know what could be worse. Yeah. John.
I mean, you just got to get yourself some orange sheets at that point. But I have a confession to make. Yeah. I have a confession. I ate cheesecake in bed just literally the other day. The whole cheesecake had like the little blueberry stuff on the top of it, too. Mm. It was kind of divine. It got everywhere. Ew. But it was real good, and I would totally do it again.
I feel like you ordered it from room service when you used the word divine to describe it, right? Because it's written right in there. You know, I actually don't think that that's terrible. I don't think that that's bad, because it's cold.
That's true.
Yeah, my thing is, anything that's hot has some sort of odor, right? It's emanating some sort of odor that's not going to go away. Yeah. So if it's got onions on it, or if it's some reheated thing, my wife, the worst thing is like, oh, we went out tonight. Oh, we're going to stop and get Taco Bell. I'm like, you are not bringing that in the bedroom.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to smell it all night.
Well, it's funny you should bring up tacos, right?
You know, I think personally anything like, you know, especially tacos, like the beef has that grease to it.
Yes.
Anything with grease, like a bacon or if you have eggs with extra butter, like anything that gets on the sheets, no matter how many times you wash it, it's not coming out. That grease is staying in those sheets.
One of my old co-hosts, he used to eat tacos in bed all the time. It was like his thing.
I mean,
and
what?
If you've ever gone through a Taco Bell drive-thru, right, and you've tried to eat tacos, the hard shell ones, while you're driving, I can't tell you how many shirts I have lost because of the grease that comes from the top. And even if you put the napkins on your chest and you tuck it in while you're driving, you're going to get it on you. I don't know how you sleep at night knowing that there is an orange grease stain under your armpit.
Did you you remember when they used to have, what was it, a 10-pack or a 12-pack? Mm-hmm. Do they still have that?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh, with the tacos?
Yeah. And so if you got that with the hard shell, the best way is you open the whole thing up underneath you. You just keep that in your lap like a trough, and then you drive leaning forward.
That's the
eating
only
the
reason,
taco.
Like, that's the only reason that you never eat Taco Bell in bed is it never makes it home.
That would make more sense, too. I'm with you, though. The grease. Anything hot and greasy in the room, you're going to smell it for a day.
Lobster roll. Don't eat the lobster roll in bed. Definitely not.
I love lobster rolls, though.
Why is it trending? Top news stories trending and why. It's been a weird 24 hours. Real weird.
Yeah.
Trending fighter jet. Why? Because this broke all over the news yesterday.
And right now, U.S. military officials are trying to track down a missing F-35 fighter jet. I mean, they're asking the public for their help. They say it disappeared somewhere over South Carolina yesterday after the pilot ejected from the plane because of a mishap.
$100 million F-35 fighter jet is just wandering unmanned in the sky.
I mean, arguably, this is the most advanced jet on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
It's absolutely crazy to me that nobody is like, yeah, it's over there.
Yeah,
I mean, isn't there a screen somewhere, room somewhere full of people in uniforms that know where this thing is? Because that's terrifying if it's not.
Well, the thing is that they weren't giving any information. They said there was a mishap, but they weren't giving background. I mean, and here's what I think.
A mishap is like when you do something wrong at your little, job where you're serving a cheeseburger or something like that. It's not like a $100 million jet with missiles on it.
To me, this is the equivalent when somebody writes on Facebook or social media, needing prayers, send prayers. If you don't tell me for what,
right.
I'm not going to go look for the jet unless I know what happened.
I have had my eyes out the entire time. I've been talking to friends in the woods. I'm like, if you see this thing, get me the stereo.
All right.
This thing crashes somewhere or whatever, get me the stereo.
Okay, so this broke.
Mm. Breaking tonight, a search team just discovering a debris field 2 hours northeast of Joint Base Charleston. It is believed to be the wreckage of an F-35 fighter jet that disappeared on Sunday. The $100 million stealth jet crashed after the pilot safely ejected over Charleston, South Carolina. Today, the Marines grounded all aviation crews for a 2-day safety stand down.
I want to imagine, too, is you're sitting, you're having, a nice lunch in Charleston. If you've ever been to Charlestown, like a beautiful place, right? Mm-hmm. And so, you're just there and you're out on the cafe patio and here comes a dude landing in a chair in the middle of the street. And then the jet just keeps going.
I just wonder, hold on, because at the end...
It's all crazy to me.
At the end, she says this.
Cruise for a 2-day safety stand down.
So now they have this 2-day safety lesson. And
right.
I just wonder, how do you start that? Are there manuals? They're like, guys, sit down.
Right.
Let's talk about this again, how we're not going to lose this $100 million check.
Right.
I wonder, to be a fly on the wall, to hear what that training session sounds like after that. Do you remember when we had to ask America to look out the window for a fighter jet? It's so crazy.
I mean, somebody's got to get fired, right? Somebody somewhere has got to get fired for this?
I think so.
Oh, man. But if you see it,
right,
call a brother.
Sometimes kids are corny. So corny.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to say it. It's true. My goddaughter, who I obviously love very, very much, got bullied at school. And her mom was telling me what happened. And, she was embarrassed by what happened. And
Of course, I
get it. Because when you're a kid and you're being bullied, it doesn't matter for what it is. It's terrible. It hits you to your core and you never forget it.
Listen,
right?
It's a feeling. It doesn't always have to make sense. Because when you're a kid, you don't understand everything anyways. Right? So you have no perspective on that.
She didn't have any clean matching socks, right? So she did not wear socks with her Crocs. I was unaware that you're supposed to wear Crocs with your socks right now. That's the trend.
I think it's the latest, right?
Yeah.
It's arrived now because I thought before you were supposed to wear it without the socks.
Right. Now you have to wear them with socks.
And they got to match.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was bullied throughout the day by several people, not like your friends poking fun of you. For real bullied throughout the day for wearing her Crocs without socks. Have you ever heard of anything so dumb in your life?
I mean, and how old are they?
Seventh grade.
Yeah. So, I mean, that is the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
I know.
I mean, seriously. It is the dumbest thing. So one time you were supposed to wear them without the socks, and now you're supposed to wear them with the socks. And here, I'm just going to go out on a limb and say, they're all dumb.
Mm-hmm.
It's a dumb shoe anyways. I'm not a fan. I know some people love them. And somebody's going to try and bully me after this about coming out strong on Crocs, but it's all stupid. It's all dumb.
And you're so frustrated because, as somebody that loves the child very much,
sure.
I want to like.
You want to go show up there.
I want to go grow up. Like, who said it?
Right.
Come say it in my face.
What's their names? Right, right. We got a problem.
But I think when you're growing up, there's ridiculous reasons why you're bullied. I mean, I remember, and Raven always says that I wasn't actually bullied, but he wasn't there.
But I was mad for you.
Yeah.
Still.
When I used to live next to this nursery, not like a nursery school, the nursery where they have plants, right? The garden center, a garden center. And the place was called Geiger's, and it was like my bus stop. And when we would pull up to Geiger's, the whole bus would chant, Geigers. And my brother, my sister, and I would hang our heads in shame and walk off the bus. And I know you think that's not really bullying. It was bullying.
No, listen, it's just that it you told me that story several times throughout our time together.
Because it scarred me.
The first few years you told me, I was so mad.
Yeah.
But I didn't understand that that's what it was about. And then when you told me, I was like, wow, they kind of weren't actually even talking about you guys.
It's the same thing with the Crocs and the socks.
Yeah. I mean, well, she was wearing them. It's both dumb, that's for sure. We used to get into fights at my bus stop just because rap and rock. Who cares? Who cares?
Who liked rap and who liked rock?
Who liked rap and who liked rock?
That's so
dumb.
In the
seventh grade. I mean, it was the dumbest thing ever.
Kelly, what's a dumb reason why you were bullied?
I was bullied because I fell asleep in class every day. In the same class. It was economics, and it was boring as hell. So I fell asleep.
And they bully you because you were, like, too dumb for economics or because you had narcolepsy? Or what was the determining factor on this?
You know, it was more like teasing. They just, you know, every day it was like, I knew it was going to happen. They knew it was going to happen. I became the kid who fell asleep, and it was just what it was.
Yeah.
I wasn't really too traumatized by it.
Doesn't
but
sound
it
like
definitely
it, right?
Something that sucked.
I was voted class dreamer in high school because I used to sleep every first and second period.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
That strikes me as odd.
I was proud of that superlative. I was tired.
Things change, though, when you become an adult.
Yeah, I guess. True. Kind of. Not really.
Not always. We just get better at hiding some stuff.
It's somewhat shocking the amount of people that have texted and written on our social media pages that they were bullied as a kid for being redheads. My gosh.
Yeah, redheads. I mean, I think that every single redhead has probably had to deal with that.
That's really awful.
Yeah. And then you get older and then all of a sudden you realize that there's actually a percentage of people in the population that are just wicked hot for you because you're a redhead. Like, I mean, it's equally strange, right? I mean, it's just, some people.
My goddaughter got bullied at school this past week because she wore socks with her Crocs.
Which, no, she didn't wear the socks.
She did not wear the socks.
Right.
She did not wear the socks. So I guess now you have to wear socks with Crocs. That's the trend. Because her socks were dirty and did not match, she opted not to wear them. And it was warm outside. And guess what? Several people throughout the day made fun of her, and she was really upset about it.
I mean, really a failure as a parent, you know, just putting it out there, all right? But, you know, still, no, seriously, you know what? Kids' jokes are dumb, but
they
when
are.
You look back and you say, you know, I was bullied for this, you can see it for what it was. I mean, the sensation is the same. That's the sad part.
On our text line, when I was a kid, I was bullied for the size of my head. It was bigger in proportion to my body. I got called peanut head, rock head, big head. Sometimes people threw stuff at it. No.
That's terrible.
Yes.
I knew a kid that had a somewhat larger head. Now, look at me as an adult.
Raven has the biggest head I've ever
normally
seen.
Normally happens opposite, right?
Yeah.
Like normally, you could be a kid with a big head.
Yeah.
I'm an adult and my head is bigger.
I've had a special order hats for him before in
it's
the past.
It's not a joke.
Hi. What's the dumb reason why you got bullied?
Because I was from the state of Maine.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, everybody knows if you're from Maine.
What?
Maine.
I mean, you don't even know.
But we're gonna say it like that, and that voice and that tone, and then she's gonna feel bad about it.
Your water's really cold,
Maine.
Well, so many lobsters.
But well, you no, love I moose.
I moved to the south from Maine, and they all thought that we had no power, lived in log cabins, and got to school by sled dogs.
Well, I mean, to be fair, certain parts of Maine.
That's not true.
Okay.
No.
I mean, not York Beach, but you know, way up there. All right.
Howard, how about you? Why were you bullied when you were a kid?
I was bullied because I have ears that are kind of pointed. Like, they have a certain pointed quality to them. I mean, they're not, like, straight up pointed, but kind of pointed. So they call me Spock.
Why didn't parents just listen or pay attention or have any awareness whatsoever of what our look was, right? Because if you had the ears, the big ears or the ears that would stick out or the tiny ears or whatever, why did we all have crew cuts? Why was it always close to the head? Like, let the kid have a little feathered sideburns or something. You know what I mean? Like, bury those ears like we do as adults. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Good point. I mean,
come on, Ma. What were you looking at?
Ears are the one thing we actually have a built-in natural defense against.
Like, work with me here. It's the thickest my hair is ever going to be. Help me out.
Maggie, why were you bullied?
So growing up, I had to go to the dentist a lot because I had this jaw tightness issue. So my dentist prescribed me to chew things all the time. So I got to chew gum in class in school every day, all the time, even when it wasn't allowed for everybody else. So I got heavily bullied for being allowed to do something that everybody else wasn't.
Chew gum, though, I think what people would think is cool. Like, how come she gets to chew gum and I don't?
That's why they were hating.
Right, but they were mad about it.
Yeah.
That's so weird, too. And if I was like another student or even the school nurse, I wouldn't believe it. I'd be like, oh, she's lying. That's like when somebody's like, oh, I've got a thing about light, and that's why my windows are as dark as a limousine. Mm-hmm. Okay, that sounds illegal.
What couple?
You just didn't seem to understand why should I go to this wedding now.
Just say no.
One problem.
I want to see her get married. I want to be there for her.
Make an excuse. She can't go and, you know, call it a day.
You decide the outcome.
It's so awkward.
It's Couple Score on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about, and then it's up for you to decide who's right. Claire and Evan, congratulations. You guys are getting married.
Hey, thank you so much.
So, Claire, what's going on?
Okay, we've had this disagreement about one particular aspect of the wedding. We've got some kids and his side of the family, and I wanted an adults-only party. I mean, we have a lot of friends our age, and I really wanted the party, the reception, to just be adults so we could just kick back and have fun and dance. And I think I found a solution. We can have the kids and we can use that side room at the venue. We can get nannies, your sister and your mom. They can have the kids and grandkids there, but they don't have to worry about them. They can just enjoy our big day.
I'm guessing, Aaron, you don't agree with this solution.
No, not in any way. I mean, to be completely honest, I mean, I've voiced my displeasure with the idea. I really, you know, understand. I also would like to have a kid-free wedding so, you know, we can enjoy time with our friends and our loved ones and, like, you know, drink and party and not have to worry about the child aspect. But I just don't feel comfortable, nor do I think anyone in my family is going to feel comfortable with putting their kids in a locked room, even if it is a, you know, certified babysitter with a stranger during this time. I just don't think it's going to go over well. I think the suggestion is going to get a lot of backlash, and it makes me very, very uncomfortable just thinking about how to even present this idea to family.
As somebody who's been to a gazillion, bazillion weddings, you know, I mean, I get it. Plenty of couples, they want to have an adult-only wedding, right? And then we've got, you know, nieces and nephews, and, you know, feelings get hurt. If you don't involve one, you involve one, you got to involve them all, that kind of thing. The idea on the surface sounds like it would make some sense, but, you know, they're in a side room. You know what's going to happen? Those kids are going to escape. Parents are going to be checking in. Some parents, once they're there, are going to be like, what's the harm? I'm watching them. They're going to let them right out. You know, I don't think that they're necessarily going to follow those rules, especially if they're bothered by it. I would say that. So,
how many kids are there? I'm trying to think. If I had to bring my children to a wedding, let's say it was like my sister getting married, you know, a few years ago, and she said the kids are not going to be in the reception, but they're going to have a separate room with food, and there's going to be nannies there to watch them. How I would feel. And I'm trying to think, and I'm like, I don't know. Well, if I'm going to bring them, I'm going to bring them to the wedding.
Like, you would think.
Yes.
Right. On the other hand, if there's 12 of them in there and they got a playroom in there, it's not really that bad of a scenario either.
I don't know.
I mean, drop me off at the ball pit. You know what I mean? Drop me off at the arcade.
Is it unreasonable to hire nannies to come work to watch the kids? Because you don't want them in the reception at all, Claire. That's what you're saying, even though you've kind of already decided these kids are coming to the wedding.
That's right. And he doesn't either. But I just think this gives them an option. They can either choose to come and use the nannies we're providing and the safe, separate space that's right there, or they can find their own arrangements.
Okay. I mean, I kind of see it, but I don't know. I don't know how I would feel if I was your sister or your brother and having to bring my kids and saying, okay, now you guys are going to stay in that room with this stranger while mommy has a vodka tonic and dances on the dance floor.
Well, when you're standing there having that vodka tonic and you're dancing and you're not making sure somebody's not stepping on your toddler, it's actually not that terrible of a scenario. I don't know. 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
If you brought your kids to a wedding, would you leave them with a stranger to be babysat while you enjoy the reception? That's what Claire and Aaron are trying to decide right now. They're getting married. They have a lot of nieces and nephews. They didn't want kids at the wedding in the first place, but they have to have them because they're such immediate family. So Claire has this idea that if she hires a nanny, they have a separate room at the venue where you can keep the kids there, and then they don't have to actually be part of the reception, but they can still come so all the parents are happy.
Well, I mean, I think you're presenting it like a prison, all right? I mean, it's going to be a room with food, with activities, with entertainment, mm-hmm. that type of stuff,
yeah.
and it's geared towards the kids. I mean, I don't think it's the most terrible idea. I think in many ways, practically speaking, it's a good idea. On the other hand, some people will be deeply offended if you ask them, because some people are just deeply offended when children are not included.
Well, right. And Aaron says, like no one's going to want to bring their kids and then have them be in a room all night and not part of the actual party. But what do you think? What would you do if you were a parent? 1-800-330-9999. Stephanie, what do you think?
I'm on the wife's side. I've been to weddings like that where I've had to drop my child off and there's been babysitters, and it was a great time. They had things to do. There was food. The kids had a great time. We had a great time. I think it's a great idea.
Imagine you get home at the end of the night and you're like, oh my gosh, that was awesome. And then you're like, we left Timmy there. We left him.
Somebody took him home.
Right. But I could see it.
Right.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court. If you went to a wedding and there was a nanny option and you brought your children, would you let that nanny, the stranger, watch your children in a different room and keep them out of the reception? Because that's exactly what Claire wants to do. She didn't want all these kids at her and Aaron's wedding, but a lot of nieces and nephews, they all have to come. So her decision is, I'll hire a nanny, and there's a separate room at the venue, and the nannies will watch all the kids so they get to stay out of the reception, but the parents don't have to worry because they have somebody to watch their babies.
I mean, again, practically speaking, I think it sounds pretty good on the surface. You have a couple different types of parents, though, right? As you know, is that some people are deeply offended when the children are not included, and other people are not. Other people are like, yeah, we'll get a sitter. You gave me the warning. I've got the time or whatever. They would have handled it on their own anyways. This makes it even easier for them. Whereas you've got some others that are going to be like, if my child cannot go and be in the room, why I'm not going?
Well, that's what Aaron says. Aaron says, like, he doesn't know if his brother and his sister are going to be all right with some stranger watching. And, like, how do you bring a kid to a wedding and say, but now you're going to stay here in this room with these coloring sheets and a slice of pizza?
Bye.
You know? What do you think? Would you get the nanny? 1-800-330-9999. John, whose side are you on?
Oh, definitely the wife. My sister's getting married next weekend, and we have two babysitters coming to my house, and they're babysitting the six kids there because they don't want any part of having kids running around a wedding. And my grandkids are hanging out at my house for the night. No kids at the wedding.
You know, I mean, listen, I get what you're saying. I mean, listen, everybody loves kids. Well, I mean, not everybody, but most people love children, right? But what happens is when you have really small children, half the times the parents get a couple drinks in and they're not watching them anymore. So now you get kids that are in the middle 100%. Of the dance floor. They're small. People don't see them. Here's your uncle. He's got a couple scotches in him, and now he's stepping on somebody. Somebody's crying, or during the, you know, the quiet times of the ceremony, they're running around all over the place.
Robbie, whose side are you on?
As far as side-wise, I'm on the side that I believe the kids make the party.
So you don't even want the nanny. You say just let them roam.
You don't even want the adults. Just let's have a wedding reception with just children.
Yeah, absolutely. Listen, think about it. When you're on the dance floor, and there's no adults because they're old and they don't want to dance, the kids come up and they start dancing. I mean, the kids make the party at the end of the day. I had a wedding, 325 people. The kids made the party at the end of the day. You think about it.
Robbie wants to put the adults in a room and have the kids just dance on the dance floor. And the nanny is for the grown-ups.
I mean, it's the same result, though. The kids are in a different space.
Teresa, whose side are you on?
Well, I feel for both of them. And having had weddings and been to weddings, my only drawback is whenever you're having an adult affair, and you want your guests to drink and have a good time, then you have the worry of when you're going home drunk, you're putting your kids in the car. So that always raises an eyebrow.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Claire, our audience agreed with you today. They can either take the kids and the kids stay in the room with the nanny that you are paying for, or they can find a way to leave the children at home.
Or they can skip the wedding.
Awesome. Yep.
Right? If they're so deeply offended, right? They don't have
Yay.
To come.
That's right. That's right. This is awesome. I mean, it's our special day, honey. Like, we want it the way we want it. This is perfect.
I mean, listen, I disagree, but if that's what the people have voted, I'm willing to go with the idea and just fingers crossed that it works out.
Yeah, your mom is going to punch you in the face.
How do you put that on an invitation?
I love you. It's going to be okay.
Imagine writing that on an invitation. Nannies will be available for babysitting on site.
Children are not guests, but on property.
It's awkward, right?
It's an interesting time, man.
It's like a separate card. It's like, you know how sometimes you open an invitation and 17 cards fall out?
Right.
It's like the third card after the meat or the fish.
Better have the biggest print on it.
If you have a problem, too, send an email. couplescore@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven cash jackpot is $300. Susan, you ready to play today?
Yes, ma'am. How are you?
Awesome. Thank you. I would love to give you this cash. And Raven is jinxing himself because he says that he's wearing his Can't Beat Raven shirt, and that's when he loses. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
We have all our fingers and toes crossed. Raven, please leave the room.
You got it. Good luck.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Here we go. Five questions here. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring them back in and ask them the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You ready?
Ready.
Number one, Halle Berry says that Drake used a photo of her for his single cover, even though she asked him not to, and she's upset about it. In one of the most memorable moments in award speech history, she won an Oscar for Best Actress for what 2001 film?
Monster.
Number two, Colorado Representative Lauren Boebert issued an apology after being caught vaping and doing some other not nice stuff on camera at a Beetlejuice musical. How many times do you have to say Beetlejuice for him to appear?
3 times.
Number three, Oppenheimer passed Bohemian Rhapsody to become the highest grossing biopic worldwide. What actor was in both movies?
Oh, Ian Shriver? No. We pass.
Number four, it's National Talk Like a Pirate Day. What famous historical real-life pirate also was characterized in Pirates of the Caribbean? He's known for voodoo.
I want to say Captain Hook, but that's wrong.
And number five, Disney World had to shut down its rides after a bear got loose in Frontierland. Which Disney park in Disney World is the home to Frontierland?
I don't know.
All right, let me bring Raven back in.
Well, we did really bad.
That's okay. They only got one.
Oh, not great. Let's see how I do.
Number one, Halle Berry says that Drake used a photo of her for his single cover, even though she asked him not to, and she's upset about it.
Yeah.
In one of the most memorable moments in awards speech history, she won an Oscar for Best Actress for what 2001 film?
It was Monster's Ball.
Monster's Ball.
And then she made Catwoman.
And then everything went down the tubes.
That's right.
Number two, Colorado Representative Lauren Boebert issued an apology after being caught vaping and doing some other not great stuff on camera at a Beetlejuice musical. She was surprised that the night vision in those theaters were as good as they were.
Yeah. Wow.
How many times do you have to say Beetlejuice for him to appear?
That's easy. 3 times.
Yes. Number three, Oppenheimer passed Bohemian Rhapsody to become the highest grossing biopic worldwide. Yeah. What actor was in both movies?
Rami Malek.
Yes. Number four, it's National Talk Like a Pirate Day. What famous historical real-life pirate also was characterized in Pirates of the Caribbean, and he's known for voodoo?
Isn't that Blackbeard?
Blackbeard is right.
Yeah.
And number five, Disney World had to shut down its rides after a bear got loose in Frontierland.
Oh, boy.
Which Disney park in Disney World is the home to Frontierland?
Wouldn't it be... Oh, okay. I feel like you're trying to trick me here. I'm just going to say Animal Kingdom.
No, it's Magic Kingdom.
I never saw the bear there. Sorry.
Yeah. All right. I'm sorry. He beat you 4-1 today. That's going to get you an Ann on Raven t-shirt.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure. This is Susan and Sophia, and we can't beat Raven.
Better luck next time. Enjoy fighting over that shirt. $400 tomorrow, Anna.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.